Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. Hey friends, happy Friday and welcome back for our read-along of The Screwtape Letters. I hope you've picked up a copy of the book by this point. It's a really excellent book, it's an easy read, and I hope that this read-along podcast is helping you think through the things that are in these letters. Now, I noted on Wednesday, letter number 11 is this meditation, kind of extended thought by the demons on the ideas of humor and of joy. Letter 12 is going to build on that. Now, the first thing that Wormwood and Screwtape are discussing in this one is the fact that the man that Screwtape is tempting has continued to attend church while also spending time with these new friends. We talked about them in letter number 10. These cultured, flippant, skeptical of everything, mockers of what's virtuous and good and earnest. These are the friends that this man has made. And Wormwood says it's a good thing, actually, that the man has continued to attend church while also still being with these new friends. That's exactly what we talked about in letter number 10. It helps to drive a wedge for this man between his faith and his life, and he starts to think of them in two totally separate ways. What Wormwood notes is that if you can keep Screwtape, if you can keep him in this frame of mind where he thinks of church as one area of life and all the rest of life as real life, church is just sort of this habit or this small isolated thing, that's great. It shrinks the role of church, not only in his witness to others, in the actions that he has toward others, but it shrinks what he thinks of church for himself as well. Now, when someone, and this builds on to what we were talking about in letter 11, Wormwood says, when someone leads a double kind of life like that, where they've got this division in their life and in their faith, between those two things, faith and life, it's easier, he says, for demons to stifle them with meaningless talk and what we would probably these days call content. So Wormwood says what you're going to find your man wanting to do when he's thinking in this double sort of way, he won't seek out real pleasure. He just won't. Because it'll drive him, he'll realize, it'll be driving him one way or the other. He's going to look for shallowness. So he'll obsess over the news, over pointless conversations, over shallow books rather than something that really makes him sit and think. I think C.S. Lewis here, in letter 12, is very prescient. He sees something coming that now exists in our time, and we can all kind of cop to this. Just the deluge of pointless content that we see on social media. When we're not interested in anything deep and true, when we're not interested in finding truth and letting it root down in our lives and letting it flow out into everything we do, then we are happy to just sit back and seek out content, shallowness. We can get into that endless doom scrolling on Facebook, on Instagram, and I'm as guilty of this as anyone. We allow ourselves to be stifled. We don't seek out anything that's really truly pleasurable. How often do you walk away from your phone after 30 minutes of scrolling and think, wow, yeah, I really feel great about what I was doing with my time there? We don't, and yet we do it. Letter number 12 really speaks to us in those moments. What we do with our time is a part of what we believe. And whether the demons can, as they were trying to do with this man, sort of divide church from the rest of life, or if the demons can convince us that we spend our time well when we just sit back and consume content, rather than spend time with others, rather than grapple with real thoughts, right? There's a difference between the kind of content that we see online and reading a book, or even watching a good movie, thinking through thoughts, having time to sit back and ponder and wonder. All of that can lead us into, one, as the demons point out, real pleasure, and two, a seeking after truth. That's exactly what they don't want. It's something that we can allow ourselves to think about each and every day. Does this serve me, really? Not just me, but others. Is this what I'm doing as I sit back and just mindlessly consume content? Am I serving someone? Am I helping someone? Am I even helping myself? C.S. Lewis wants us to consider that thought with letter number 12 of the Screwtape Letters. That's our episode for today. Thanks again for joining us. Again, I hope you've got a copy of this book, and I hope you're reading it and enjoying it. Let me know. You can send us an email. You can reach out through the church's social media. Let me know if you're following along with this podcast, and we'll be back on Wednesday with letter number 13. God bless you, friends, and I'll see you soon.